Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Yotes. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Julius Rosenzweig, Yehuda ben Avram. May all the Nishams we learn for have an Aliyah from our learning. Now we're going to pick up four lines from the top, Yotes and Aleph. Remind ourselves that we learned yesterday in a Braisa that continued a discussion we had the day before regarding four shittos as to when the Naziris can be counted when a person was tummy. When, after you do your days of Tahara, when you have the Hazon, you may Shlishi and Shvi, and then you go to the mikvah, when can you start counting your Naziris Betara? So we had the opinion of Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda that says that it begins actually on day 7. After you've done your Tahara, you've gone to the mikvah, after you've had the Mei Para Aduma, the Mei Chatos put upon you on day 3 and day 7, you do your Taglachas, and on day 7 that starts the count for your Naziris Tahara. And we base this all upon Psukim. According to the Gersa that we had, this was also the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Then we had the opinion of Rebbe, which said that no, your Naziris Tahara starts on day 8, albeit even though you don't bring any of your Korbanos yet, but they're roi to be brought your Korbanos, that's when you start the Naziris Betahara. Then we had the opinion of the Chachamim that said no, you have to at least bring one of your Korbanos, the Korban Chatos. You don't have to bring the Ola or the Asham that are normally brought at that period of time after a person completes becoming Torah from his Tumah, so he has to bring the three Korbanos, the two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatas, and the one animal offering, the Yasham. So the opinion of the Chum is that you have to bring one of those Korbanos, specifically the Chatas. And then we have the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka, who said, no, you have to bring two of them. You have to bring not only the Chatas, but you also have to bring the Yasham. However, everybody agreed that you don't have to bring the Ola. So continue on that discussion. Four lines on the top, Yotesim and Aleph, we have Man Tana Lahav, the Tana Rabban. Who's the author of the following Braisa? The Braisa states, Isha Shenadra Binazir Vinitma. A woman agreed to become a Nazira. She took upon herself a Naziris, but her husband didn't yet hear about this. Her husband has the opportunity to be made for her nether if he wishes to do so. At this point in time, he hasn't yet heard the nether, and she took upon herself a Naziris, and as Tosus brings down in the Ramaschal, the Nitma, he says, Vifrisha shtei sorim echad liol v'echad l'chatos v'oshem behema lohavi korbanos nazir tome. Before her husband heard about her nether, her husband is able to be made for the nether, but at this point in time, the husband had not yet been made for the nether. She took upon herself a Naziris, she became Tumeya, and she set aside a bird offering for Anola, bird offering for the Chatas, Shtei Sorim, could have been a Bnei Yonah, either way, one is for Anola, one is for Chatas, and she set aside the animal for the Asham to bring his her Korbanos. And as Tosus continues, the Achakach Hefer Lo Bala. Now, her husband hears about it, it's B'yom Shemo, he says, no, I don't want you to be a Nazira, and he's made for her Neder. So in this situation, the Braisa says, Isha Shenadra Binazi Vinitma, the woman separated, she was Mafrisha, her three Korbanos, the two bird offerings and the one animal offering. The Achakach Hefer Lo Bala. Now, the husband hears about this, it's B'yom Shemo, he's made for Neder, so she's no longer a Nazira. But she had designated these two birds and one animal to be a offering. What is their status? So the Braisa says, Mevia Chatos Of. She does have to bring the Chatos Of. However, they know Mevia Olas Of, but she does bring the Olas Of. We'll explain why in a minute. Amar Ruchista, Rabbi Shmuel, Ruchista tells us that this is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, Benosha Yochim Ben Broka, who said that the Ola is a requirement. It's not a Doron, it is a requirement of the Naziris, and this woman is no longer a Nazira, and therefore she doesn't have to bring it. And Mestama, similarly, the Asham, likewise, is obligatory, and therefore she doesn't have to bring it. But the Chatas is brought. We're going to have to ask the question, how could she have to bring the Chatas? Isn't that also obligatory? And now the requirement to go and bring it has been taken away by the fact that the husband was made for her neder. And as we'll see from the Gemara, he's made for it, even though normally it's Mikanu Laba, but here he uprooted her Naziris, so she's no longer Nazira, and therefore she can't bring this obligatory Korbanos that a Nazira who's Tmeya, or an Azir who's Tamei, would have to go bring. So therefore, Rav Chista tells us, this Bryce is only in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that the Chatas in this situation is allowed to be brought, but the Ola and the Asham as well are not allowed to be brought. Now, why is this? So let's look in the Tosus, Amar Chisna, Rabbi Shmuel. This is only according to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Mar Bila'el, because we had learned in yesterday's shir, and I reiterated at the beginning of today's shir, from the extra word Bayom, Hahu. So we had the extra word Hahu, and he darshened out that that requires you to bring the Chatas as well as the Asham, even though you don't have to bring the Ola in order to start your Naziris B'Tahara. So Afalpi Shalohi V'Ola, so even though you haven't yet brought your Ola, meaning the Ola is obligatory, but even though you haven't had to bring it, you can start counting your Naziris B'Tahara. Alma, what do you see from Rav Yishmael Ben Osher, Rav Yochanan Ben Broka's opinion? Olas Nazir Lav Dorinu, as opposed to the opinion of the Chacham, as opposed to the opinion of Rebbe, that the Ola is a present. You didn't need a pasuk to go and say that it wasn't necessary to be brought. They said it's a present. Of course you don't need a pasuk, but Rebbe Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan Rok said you need a specific pasuk by Yom Ahu, on that day, that you need that pasuk to go and teach us that the Ola doesn't have to be brought. So therefore the Ola needed to be excluded. It's not a present, and therefore it was obligatory. The kapara tluiba, and part of the person getting kapara for being a nazir tameh is to bring that ola. And therefore, if you hold like the Rabbanan or like Rabbi, Damrin Hillel, Ola Dorinu, they both hold that the Ola is a Dorin, a present, so am I lo tovi Ola Sof? Then why would this Brisa have not allowed the woman to bring the Ola Sof? A person can donate an Ola anytime that they want to. Afupi Dehofi Lo Bala, even though the husband had removed the obligation to bring an Ola, but she could have donated it. She had set it aside, so let her bring it as a voluntary Ola. Veina Nazira, even though she's not a Nazira. And therefore, Ein Kan Chulin, since you can donate it, it could be non-chulin, and you don't have a problem of bringing chulin ba'azara. To call emas motzi li suye maise dorin, because anybody that wishes to can always bring an ola as a present. What do you see over here? Elavadai, this must be, this price can only go according to Yishmol ben Osher Yochan ben Broka. Vadai Rav Yishmol hi, this really ola denozir lav dorin, who he's the only one of the four opinions that holds that the ola is an obligation, lav dorin hu. I bim tomar koshi the chatos nami lav dorin hu. So certainly a chatos can never be donated. How come he lets you bring the chatos over here? So that would be the question they said we have to get to in the Gemara. Veichi maisi chatos. How could she possibly bring her chatos ki hofer lo, when her husband removed the obligation to bring any of the korbanos of a nazir? So then how could she bring the chatos over here? Vein kan naziris l'mafreya. It uprooted a naziris l'mafreya. Nevertheless, the Shlomar Tosis gives us the answer that the Gemara is going to give in a moment. Mishum de besamuch. In a moment, the Gemara we're going to learn mukminim lo ki rebeloza kapar. We're going to learn that this goes like the opinion of rebeloza kapar. So now we'll stop Tosis and now we'll go to the Gemara and explain what Rav Chisda's understanding was, that this brisa has to go only in accord with Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka. Mike Sofer, what exactly does he hold? So Ike Sofer Baal Miakir Oka, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Yochanan ben Broka, if he were to hold that the husband is Miakir Oka, he totally revokes this neder that his wife made, Mei Karo, so it's as if she never was in Nazira. So then, how come Chatos Of? As Tosus had pointed out in the question, she shouldn't have to bring the Chatos Of either. But we let her bring the Chatos Of, but not the Ola. Eikos Of Baal Megas Gaius, if we say that the husband only cuts it off from that moment, Mikanu Lahaba, and therefore, only going forward, she's not in a zero, but until now, she was in a zero, so she became Tmeya as in a zero. So then, not only she got to bring the Chatos, but she also had to bring the Ola and the Osham. Ola Sof Nami Laisi, she should bring the Ola Sof as well. So Gemara says no. Liolom kisavra baal mi akiroka. In fact, he holds that the husband uproots it milechatchila, and this woman is never in a zira. Aye, then why does she bring the chatos? She doesn't have to bring the ola. She doesn't have to bring the oshu. That we understand. But why does she have to bring the chatos? Bishmol savra lo ki Rabbi Elazar kapar. As Tosus would pointed out, this is what Tosus got it from the Gemara over here. Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rabbi Elazar hakapar. What is Rabbi Elazar kapar shita? The Tanya that we can see in the following brisa. Rabbi Elazar kapar. Beribi is like a lashon of shlita, gadol hador. So Rabbi Elazar Kapar, who was the gadol hador, Omer, he said, Ma Talmud Lomer, why does the pasuk say v'chiper alav me'asher chato ala nefesh? Why does the pasuk say that you'll get a kapar over here for that which you sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asher chato ala nefesh? So v'chiper eiz nefesh chato zeh. What sin did he do? He took upon himself in his ears. How is that a sin? Ella Shetzir Asman again. Very, very famous idea that the person, by taking upon himself Naziris, he pained himself. He made it difficult for himself that he can't have any wine. And therefore, since he took something that was permitted and made it also, so he was Mitzir Asman Ayayim, the Shekhosh Baruch Hu gave us to enjoy. And therefore, we have the following Kavachomer. Umazeh Shalot Tzir Atzmo Elamin Ayayin Nikrachote, if a person forbids upon himself voluntarily by taking upon himself a naziris that the wine should now be offered to him, he's called the chote. How much more so mitzar atzmi choldover, for a person who's mitzar himself from other things, al achas kama v'kama, from if you're mitzar yourself from everything, so certainly how much more you consider the chote. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us something to use in a proper way, and if you add on additional prohibitions when they're not appropriate, so then such a person is not considered to be a person who's doing the right thing, and he's considered a chote. If you remember back, we had the famous story from Shimon HaTzadik, who never ate from the korbanos of a nazir b'tumah, except one time there was this young man who was taking upon himself Nazirus for the correct reason, because his hair was so pretty, and he saw his reflection in the water. He said, the Yitzhar is trying to get me to sin, and he took upon himself Nazirus. And then he became Tameh. In that situation, Shimon HaTzadik said, you, from your korbanos, I'm going to eat. Normally, I'm concerned that a person who's become Tameh, so he may be unhappy now that he took upon himself Nazirus, because he has to count again. So therefore, I normally would not eat, because maybe the person has Charata, and it's not really, but it's like it's Chulim Bazar, because he had Charata. But you, I know, didn't have Charata. So that's why Shimon HaTzadik ate from that Nazir, this young man who was Masal Silbisaurus, who was playing with his hair, saw how beautiful his hair was, and he said, the Yitzhar is trying to get me to do Isurim, and therefore, I'm taking upon myself Nazirus to cut it off. So Gemara says, okay, great, this is a beautiful Sarah. Now we understand why Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that you can bring the Chartos because the person did a sin, even though the Naziris that the woman took upon herself was Mi'aker, it was uprooted, but still, she was Mitzahar herself, and therefore, that's why you're allowed to bring this Karban Chartos. The Karban Chartos is allowed to be brought al-Sofek, again, as the Rush points out over here, and tells us as well, it's only in this situation because it's a bird offering of a chattas. A chattas bird offering can be brought ala sofik. An animal chattas can never be brought ala sofik. So Gemara says, wait a second, Vahab bin Nazir Tomek said, this pasuk is by a Nazir Tomei. Banan, I feel Nazir Torah Kamino. But we say that the Nazir, even if he never became Tomei, is also, he brings the chattas. He brings the Olu, the Shalom, and the chattas. Why does he bring that chattas for? He never became Tomei. Because the answer is, he's also Mitzah himself in Ayayim. So that's even a coin that didn't become Tomei. A Nazir who didn't become Tomei. So Ksav Rabbi Elazar HaKapar, Rabbi Elazar HaKapar holds that Nazir Tor Nami Chotu, even a Nazir who didn't become Tomei is a Chote, and the reason why the Pasuk specifically says by a Nazir Tomei, behind the time of the Chsid, B'Nazir Tomei, hold the Shana B'Chei. He has to do it twice. He counted whatever he counted for his years B'Tara, then he became Tomei, then he has to go and uproot his camp and start again from the beginning, so that person, so to say, is being a Chote twice for the original Nazirus that he took upon himself, plus the additional Nazirus that he now has to take upon himself. That's why the pasuk is written over here in regards to a Nazir Tomei, but the same dinim apply to a Nazir Tor. So ultimately, that's why the Braisa says that the opinion of this Braisa must be Rishmo ben Osher, Yochanan Broka, who says that the Nazir is allowed to bring the Chattas, because the Chattas, even if the Neder was uprooted, it's a bird offering Chattas, and it's allowed to be brought, because it'd be brought al Sothek, and the person was Mitzah himself, Min Hayayin. But again, it can only be Rav Shmuel ben Osher, Rav Yochanan Broka, because the others don't need a Pasuk to exclude an Ola. And this Braisa clearly says that you need the Ola, didn't have to be brought, but the Chattas had to be brought, and therefore it's only Rav Shmuel ben Osher, Rav Yochanan Broka, who used the term Bayom Ahu on that very day to exclude the Ola. Fine. Now, the Gemara continues and says, back to the Mishnah, we had the case of Yotzev and Nichnas. The person was originally in the Beis HaKvaros, he was Tomei when he took upon himself the Naziris, and then we said, Yotzo, he left the Beis HaKvaros, and he entered it again, the Nichnas, only then, Olam and Amin, and then we, whatever days he counted before he became Tomei again. Where it says, that's strange. Now, I already gave you the final Maskana, so it's going to sound a little bit obvious, but we'll go through the Gemara's deliberation right now to get to that Maskana. Now, Tani, it said, Olam and Amin. When he goes back inside into Beis HaKvaros, it counts the days that he counted there for his days of Naziris when he was tar. So when it says, Mishum Diyotso, Cholalei Naziris, the minute he leaves the cemetery, all of a sudden he starts counting the days of Naziris Batara. He has 7 days of Tumah still that he has to get rid of. He has that Bezoya and Shlishi and Shvi, go to the mikvah, and only on day 7 does he get rid of that Tumah. So Gemara says, how can he start counting right away? You imply over here, Yotso V'Nichnas Olam and Aminyan, that he counts right away. So Gemara gives the obvious Teretz, Amishmul, Kigon. The person came out of the cemetery. He did azar on day 3 and on day 7. He went to the mikvah. He went to the mechatas was put upon him, was sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7. That's vishana. It was repeated again. Then he went to the mikvah on day 7. And now he's tar. And therefore, he's allowed to go and start counting his naziris batara. That's what it means. Olilo min haminyan. Now the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Elo nichnas hu olilo min haminyan. The Mishnah said, if he goes back into the cemetery, only if he goes back into the cemetery, that's when Olam and Aminyan, lo nifnas, if he does go back into the cemetery, ain't Olam and Aminyan, that's crazy. Obviously, the days start counting right away. So Gemara says, lo mi boy kama. This is a style known as lo mi boy kama. You didn't have to tell me this, but the Chiddush was from something else. Lo mi boy yotza, you didn't have to tell me, of course you start counting from the day that his 7th day starts, according to the Tanakhama, because that person at that point in time is now Tor. Ella, Afilu Nichnas, even if he then goes ultimately back into the cemetery that very same day, on day 7, which starts his days of Nazirus Betaira, but on that very day he becomes Tame by going back into the cemetery, it did count for him. In other words, he now has to go and count another 7 days to become Tar and bring a set of karbanos for that Tumah. The Tana Kamen on Mishnah held that even if he's Tame on that very first day, on day 7, when he became Tar, that very same day, if he becomes Tummy again, boom, his Nazirus started, and therefore he has to go count 7 days to become Tahar, and at the conclusion of that Tahar, he has to bring Nazirus Tummy Karbonos and do a Taglachas. As opposed to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that we had in the Mishnah said, no, he has to have Shnayim, he has to have 2 days. Yomim Harishonim implies 2 days, and that will be the rest of the discussion that we have in the Gemara in a moment. So this was a beautiful pshat that Shmuel gave. I had said it's such a simple pshat, and you'll see why I used that lashon. It was such a simple shot. It was pashat. So the Talmidim, when they heard this from Shmuel, they went to Rav, Amulei Rav Kahana Ravasi. They were Talmidim Muvhakim of Rav, and they said to Rav, they said to their Rebbe, "Nu, my time alone, Mefarish is long. Kahalein Milei. Why didn't you tell us this beautiful pshat that Shmuel had given us? That we're dealing over here with the opinion of the Tanakama as opposed to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, and that was the Chiddush of our Mishnah. So why did you tell us this pshat, Rabbi?" That's what they said to Rab. And Rab tells him, "Ona lahon, Amina, I said, Dilma." Now, normally Dilma means maybe, but we find many times that Dilma means vadai. And I think over here, Dilma means vadai. Definitely, Dilma lo tzrichisu. I assume that you understood this. It was so obvious. That's why I used the lashon before. It was obvious. Rab's opinion was, this is the only way to understand this Mishnah, and therefore, he thought it was so obvious. People of the stature of Kahana Ravasi certainly understood it. That's why Rav didn't teach it to them. Shmuel felt that, no, this was necessary to teach them, and therefore Shmuel taught it. And of course, that's the right shot. Rav also knew this was the right shot, but he felt it was so obvious the right shot, he didn't have to teach it to Amoraim on the level of Rav Kahana and Ravasi. Now, we just introduced, again, this machlokas in the Mishnah, where the Tanakhama says that on day 7, that counts as the start of his new Nazirus, and his Nazirus Betara, and therefore, if he becomes Tame, boom, that counts that he is now a Nazir who was Tar, who becomes Tameh. He has to bring, after the 7-day period of Tahara, he has to go bring the Karbanos Nazirus Bitoma. The Karbanos that were brought by a Nazir Bitomeh, again, the two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatas, as well as the animal offering of the Asha. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Elezer Omer Lo Bo Bayom. Rabbi Elezer disagrees with the Tanakhama of a Mishnah, as we just pointed out, the beautiful statement that Shmuel had made, which Rav said was so obvious, and that is that Rabbi Elezer holds no. If he becomes Tamei on that day 7, the day they became Tar, then he doesn't have to, of course his Tamei has to count another 7 days, have Hazoya on day 3 and on day 7 of the Mei Chatas, and go to the Mikvah again, but he doesn't bring, according to Rabbi Elezer, the Karbanos that he Nazir has to bring after he concludes his Tumah days when he was a Nazir. So Releza disagrees and says you need Yomim as we had darshan in the Mishnah. Releza mer lo bo bayom because shenema vayomim harishonim yiplu. The pasuk says that those first days yiplu. We'll darshan out hayomim means two and yiplu it also applies to. We'll darshan that out in a moment. Achu yomim rishonim, there has to be days. So in other words, it can't just be day 7. It has to be day 7 and possibly day 8 and possibly day 9, which we'll talk about in a moment. But at least it can't be just day 7. It has to be at least day 8 as well. So that is what our Mishnah had said, and Amar Ula qualifies and says, Lo Amar Rabbi Eliezer El Betomei Shinoza. Rabbi Eliezer says that this 7 day isn't enough. You need at least an 8 day, possibly even a 9th day. That is only going to be if he was originally Betomei Shinoza when he was in the Besach Forest and he made himself the Naziris. In that situation, only does Rabbi Eliezer require Yomim. Avo bin Nazir Tahar Shinit. If the person was originally Tar when he took upon himself Naziris and then he became Tameh, Afilu Yom Echad Soser, then even one day when he's Tahar, now will be able to be, if he becomes Tameh, even on that very day, even Rabbi Eliezer is Moda in that situation that he would become Tameh and have to bring Karbanos of a Nazir who became Tameh. So the only time Rabbi Eliezer said, according to Ula, that it's only you require 2 days, day 7 and day 8, would be in a situation where he was Tomei to start off with, and he took upon the Naziris while he was Tomei. But if he was Tar to start off with, and then he became Tomei after he took upon himself the Naziris, then even Rabbi Eliezer would be more that even one day would be enough to count that he was a Nazir B'Tahara, and he would then have to go count 7 days if he became Tomei and bring Karbanos of a Nazir who became Tomei, the two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatas, as well as the Osha. And we turn to Yotes Amud Beis and Amar Rava. Rava says, my time with Rabbi Eliezer, what is this based upon? What is Ula's understanding based upon? The Pasuk, Amakra, ki Tomei Nizrel. It has to be somebody who became Tomei before he took upon himself in Naziris, ki Tomei Nizrel. He was already Tomei when he took upon himself his Naziris, and Mishum de Betuma Nazar. That's why this din of Yomim Rishonim Yiplu applies only in that situation, according to Rava, as explaining Ula. Gemara questions this. Gemara says, wait a second, Esri Abaye questions this understanding of Ula, and he says, wait a second, we have the following Brisa that clearly goes against Ula. Ula is a great person, but he's an Amora, and if you have a Beferish Brisa that goes against Ula, it's going to be a Tiyupta, which is how we're going to end off. So Areni Nozime Yo. If a person takes upon himself, not a stam naziris of 30 days, he takes upon himself a naziris of 100 days. The nitma betchilas meya, and he became tamei on day one of that 100 days. Yochel yesosa, I might have thought that in that situation, it's sosa one day, it's not a big deal. It's obviously nothing because he's going to have one day when he becomes tar, so it's only one day that you're being sosa, but you might have thought that he has to bring the karbanos tumah in this situation. So Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, the exact pasuk that Ula said, which Ula had only applied, as Rav explained, Ula only applied to a person who was originally Tommy and took upon him Aziris. But this Brisa clearly says, Talmud Lomar, v'hayomim harishonim yiplu, achiulo yomim rishonim, under all circumstances, that if you become Tommy on your first day of Naziris, then you don't bring the karbanos of a Nazir who's Tommy, you just become Tar, and then you continue your count. You don't bring karbanos of a Nazir Tomei. V'zeh ein lo Rishonim. And this person who became Tomei on the first day of the 100 days doesn't have that. He doesn't have Yomim Rishonim. Now here it's talking about a person who was originally Tar. Because the wording of the Brisa says, Hareini Nazir Mer Yom, and then it says V'nitma. So he clearly was Tar at the time. And yet it says you need Yomim Rishonim. So this clearly goes against Rava's understanding of Ula, the way Ula had explained Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. So here's our question, but we finish reading the rest of the Brisa. This person didn't have Rishonim, that's why it doesn't apply. Then it tells us an additional dinitma besof meya. Let's say he became Tomei on day 100, the last day of his Naziris. I might have thought, wow, now he's going to have to do the whole Naziris again. I might think that he has to be Soser. Talmud Lomar, it says, Vayomim Rishonim Yiplu, the first days have to fall off. Michlal Diikachronim Yomim, that the last days is also Yomim. And on day 100, there aren't Yomim left, there's only day 100. He doesn't have multiple days left. So, according to this Bryce, which is Abai's question on Ula, whether you have only one day at the beginning or only one day at the end, it doesn't oker your Naziris. And therefore, he'll just have to count the 7 days to become Tar, but he doesn't bring Karbanos Betumah, and he just finishes off his Naziris, the 100-day Naziris that he said that he would take. So therefore, in this situation, it's a clear kasha against Ula's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer, because Ula said it only applies if the Nazir was Tamei Lechatchila before he took upon himself the Naziris. Whereas here we clearly see that even it applies to a Nazir who was Tahir at the beginning and only subsequently became Tamei. Again, let's finish off the rest of the Braisa. Nitma b'yomeya chaserachas. But if he became Tamei on day 99, liyocho lo yesos. I might think that also doesn't so sir, because it's not 2 full days. He became Tomei on day 99, which is Mixiyam Kukulo, and day 100, which technically could bring his Karbanos, I might have thought also Mixiyam Kukulo, or even if you say that he's going to bring him on day 101, nevertheless, you still have not 2 full days over here, so I might have thought that in this situation, that it's also not so sir, Talmud Lomar, no, Vayomim Rishonim Yiplo, that comes to teach us Mikal Dikachronim. Here you do have 2 days, day 99 and day 100, with Mixiyam Kukulo, Vizyei Yishlo Rishonim Yachronim, and therefore, he does okay, he uproots all the days that he counted. So again, the kash over here is on Ula. How is that? You can't say that this Brisa, as I've already pointed out, is talking about a person who was already Tomei at the time he was in the Beis HaKoretz when he took upon himself the Naziris, because look at the words. Midiktani, the Brisa says, Hareini Nazir. The guy says, I'll become a Nazir. He's Tahar. Meya, take it for 100 days of Naziris. The Nitma. And subsequently, he became Tomei B'tchilas Meya on day one. So clearly, he was Tar at the time that he took upon himself the Naziris, and nevertheless, Uktani, actually, Ula, Yomim Rishonim. Here, clearly, the Brisa says, not like Ula, that you need to have 2 days at the beginning in order to be Okerit, and therefore, Tiyufta, the Ula, Tiyufta. This slugs up Ula's understanding. So clearly, the understanding is of Rabbi Eliezer that it doesn't make any difference whether he was originally Tar, originally Tomei, that he needs to have 2 days up front in order to have to bring the Karbanos, Tumah, that a Nazir brings, if he becomes Tomei, and he then goes through the 7-day process to become Tar. Now the Gemara wants to delve into a little bit more Rabbi Eliezer's Shita. What does Rabbi Eliezer actually hold in the following situation? Amalei Rav Papa Abaye. Rav Papa now asks Abaye, who just explained Rabbi Elazar's shita is applying to no matter what, whether he was tar initially or whether he was tameh initially when he took upon himself in the Naziris. And he says, this yomim rishonim, does that apply both up at the beginning and up at the end? Does it have to be 2 full days or not? That's the question he's asking. Halin yomim dekamrinim, that which is saying that Rabbi Elazar requires you to have yomim at the beginning and yomim at the end, the Nothak Chad Umaschilim train, does it mean that it can't just be day 7, for example, but it must be day 7 and day 8? It can't just be day 100. It has to be day 99 and day 100 in order for it to be Soser. But if it's just day 100, if it's just day number 7, if it was Tommy to start with, so then that wouldn't be enough to be Okrit. Odilma, or do we say, no, you need 2 complete days. Odilma, the Nof can train. You need day 7 and day 8, and only on day 9 would then it be Okrit. Likewise, you need day 98 as well, because 99 and 100 have to be complete days, and they're not going to be complete days. That's the question where Papa asked to Abaye. Odilma, the Nof can train, Umaschilin Tlosa, you need for third day, both at the front and at the end, or not? That's his question, and Abai didn't know the answer. Lo hab biyodeh, he didn't have it in his hand. In other words, he didn't know the answer. So, also l'shaili l'rava. So, Rav Papa went to go and ask this to Rava. Abai didn't know the answer. So, you go to the other guy, Ladar, you ask Rava. Has Rava respond? Rava says, Amale yipluksiv. We have 2 lashonos over here. We have yomim harishonim, and you have yiplu. Now, both of them are plural. Yomim is plural, and yiplu is plural. So, v'itzrich l'michtav yomim, v'itzrich l'michtav yiplu. You need both of them to be written over here, according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Obviously, the Tanakhama darshins this differently, but you need this according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, that you need both the words yomim and yiplu to teach us the following din. The kosav rechmona yomim, if you only had yomim, below kosav yiplu, but you didn't have yiplu, you know what I would have said? Halamina, adinofkim train, v'ailin klasa. Then I would say you need day 7 and day 8, and you're only going to have this din of oker if it goes to day 9 as well. And only on day 9 you become tummy, then you have day 7 and day 8. And at the end, likewise, you would need day 99 and day 100 in order to have this be oker. So the tumor would have to occur on day 98. Therefore, that's what I would have thought if you just had yomim, both at the front and at the end, kosav chon yiplu. That's why the word yiplu comes to minimize that, to say you don't need 2 full days. It's enough to have day 7 and day 8. It's enough to have day 99 and day 100. That would be oker then. Ah, so then just write yiplu and I'll know that because of yiplu, the low cost of yamim. No, if you wrote yiplu without having yamim, you know what? Havamin afil chad. I would have understood that to even be one. As Tosus explains over here in Dira Masa Omele Rapop Labai, Halein Yamim. So in the middle of this Tosos, you can see 2 dots in the middle of the Tosos. It says Loshon Hagah. This is about 8-10 lines up in the bottom of the Omud in Tosos. And he says, Loshon Hagah, Omele Yiplu Ksiv Mashma Nefila Koldhu. This Yiplu would apply any type of tefillah, even lirabos, it should be dishalo ba nami yom sholim. Even if you didn't have 1 full day, it would be enough even if you had part of 1 day. And he says, v'yitzrich l'michtav yomim, v'yitzrich l'michtav yiplu, you need both. And at the end of this Tosos, he says that the word yiplu over here would have applied for all the Naziros people in general and not for this one person. So that's why he would have said yiplu could be implied even just day 7 or just day 100, and therefore you need the word yomim, kosav rechon yomim, to teach us that you need the 2 days according to Rabbi Elazar. You need day 7 and day 8, or you need day 99 and day 100 in order to have the Naziris be considered to be binchal, and now it can be oker. But you don't need 2 full days, which is what you would have thought if you just had the word yomim rishonim. So then you would have thought that you need really a third day, because you need 2 full days, or at least the amount of day 7 and day 8 in its entirety, for whatever you could have of its entirety for day 7, and as well you need the full day of 99, whatever you had until you became Tameh, as well as day 100. So therefore, that comes to teach us from Yomim Rishon and Yiplu that you don't need 3 days, it's really only 2 days, which means really part of 1 day and the full next day. Okay, now we understand the Shita of Rabbi Elazar, we go on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us over here, Misha Nazar Nezirus Harbe, if a person took upon himself. Now, Nezirus Harbe doesn't mean multiple Nezirus, it means 1 long Nezirus. So a person took upon himself 1 long Nezirus when they weren't in Eretz Yisrael. As you clearly see, in Tosus, Misha Nazar B'chutz La'aretz Nezirus Harbe. Tosus either had the Girsa that he was in Chutz La'aretz, or he's explaining it. So let's assume that he had the Girsa, Misha Nazar B'chutz La'aretz Nezirus Harbe, Mila Amid Yom. In other words, he took upon himself 1 Nezirus that was longer than 30 days. V'hishlam Niziruso b'chutz l'aretz. And Tosus adds over here that not just the words v'hishlam as Niziruso, he finished his Nizirus in chutz l'aretz, and now he's coming, v'achakach bo l'aretz, he's coming to Eretz Yisrael to bring his korbanos. He has to bring the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chattas, and he can only bring that in the base of Mikdash. So he has to come from chutz l'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. So in this situation, v'achakach bo l'aretz, he's now coming to Eretz Yisrael to bring his korbanos. He finished his Nizirus, which he says is Batara, and on a Darais level it was Batara, but the rabbis will go to the Tumah of chutz l'aretz, because people in chutz l'aretz buried the Nephilim all over the place. They were promiscuous, and they didn't want everybody to know that they had a child that they miscarried, so they buried them all over the place, and it's very possible that a person in chutz l'aretz had been mild over those kvarim without realizing it, and therefore the rabbis will go, there's a certain tumah in chutz l'aretz, but it's only near the rabbanon. So the din is, we have Beishamay Omrim Nazir Shloshim Yom. When he comes to Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis consider him, they give him a knas that he has to count the next 30 days. Midaraisa, if he knows that he didn't become Tami on a Daraisa level, so he can bring his kabbanos right away. The rabbi said, since you were in chutz l'aretz, we're going to make a knas that you can't bring your kabbanos until an additional 30 days in Eretz Yisrael. Again, he doesn't bring Karbanos Tumah because he was only Tomei on a Darabana level, so he won't bring the Karbanos of a Nazir Tomei. But the rabbi said, in this situation, go and do another 30 days of Naziris in Eretz Yisrael and then bring your Karbanos B'Tahara. So that is a knas that the rabbis instituted. You're delaying bringing the Karbanos. So the rabbis had the power to say, Shevi Al Tase, that we're not going to let you bring your Karbanos until 30 days have passed. Ubeisil goes even a step further. Ubeisil omrim, no, Nazir Batchila. Those days, midirabanan, have been knocked aside. So even though you took upon yourself 100-day Naziris, as we'll see, a 7-year Naziris, it gets knocked aside, and you got to do it all over again in Eretz Yisrael. They also agree that you don't bring Karbanos of a Nazir Betumah, because it's only a Tumah Dirabanan, that can't bring you Karbanos, but they say that you have to go and redo the entire Naziris Betara in Eretz Yisrael. We have a fundamental machlokas over here between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And a Maisa Shahaya. Maisa Behilni Amalka. Hilni Amalka was a Kiyoret. She was a Gaisha queen. Her son was the famous Munvaz, who also converted with her. And she took upon herself in Aziris to make sure that her son stayed healthy when he went to battle. So Maisa Behilni Amalka, Shahalach bin Olu Muhammad, her son Munvaz went out to battle, and she took upon herself the following vow. She said, V'yomra, she said, Im yavo binim and amuchama bishalom, if my son comes back from the war that he's going out to fight and he comes back healthy and happy in peace, hey Naziru Sheva Shalom, I'll take upon myself a Naziru of 7 years that my son should return in peace. And then her son returned in peace. Uba bina min amuchama bishalom. Her son did come back in peace, and therefore the Naziru was chal, Baisa Naziru Sheva Shalom. And in fact, she complied, and she was a Naziru for 7 years. Nope. She lived in chutz l'aretz. She was the queen over there. Obi, she was a Yoret. And now she comes up to the Beis HaMikdash to go and bring her Kabanos. Ubisov Shevashanim, also La'aretz, Vorua Beis Hillel, Shetei Nazira, Old Shevashanim Acheros. This was passing by Beis Hillel that those days didn't count at all. So the entire 7-year period of time, Beis Shammai would have said 30 days. But Beis Hillel said, no, they passed that she had to go for another 7 years of Naziris, which she did. And Ubisov, as she's about to complete the second 7 year of Naziris, Ubisov Shevashanim, at the conclusion of the 7 years that she was doing as a redo, Nitmes, towards the very end, if not the very end, she became Tmeya, with a real Tumas mace, and therefore, the Nim says, it turned out she had to go, and here now bring Karbanos Tuma of a Nazir, because this was a real Tuma, and she then had to start the count again, all 7 years. The Nim says, it turned out, therefore, Nazira Esu V'yachashonah. She was a total Nazira for 21 years in all. 7 years originally in Chutz Laretz. Then they considered to do another 7 years in Eretz Yisrael, but then she became Tamei Mace. And therefore, she had to do another 7 years after she became Tahora, a total of 21 years. And therefore, Beis Hillel says, see, a Maester Shahaya like us. Amar Yehuda, Yehuda says, no, Lois and Nazira Ela Adba Esu V'yachashonah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the actual Naziris over here was only 14 years, and the Gemara will explain this in Yitz Hashem in tomorrow's Shia. We'll wait till we get to it today. Okay, Gemara says, now, Ketani Reisha, we said in the Reisha of our Mishnah, which is a very strange expression to use, and if you look in the Rosh Dira Maslu, Ketani Reisha, he points out, Lo Habit Tzorech LeMeimar Kein, didn't have to tell us this over here, the Reisha Kamina, because we always start off talking about the Reisha, and he points out, Ella, the Shita Nazir Mishuna, the language of Nazir is Mishuna. And we see the same thing on Chof Amad Aleph, where we find Tosos there at the bottom of the daf. So Tosos says, Dira Basuk Tani, you see the asterisk with the parentheses, so that says it was really to be Shayach on Yutesomi base where we are right now. And he says, Kol Zeh Lo Hayot Tzorech didn't have to tell us this. Divide the Reisha Kabina. You're always starting off when you discuss the word, starting over the Reisha and the Mishnah. Why do you have to tell you starting with the Reisha? And he says, well, Loshon Nozer Mishuna. Again, another example. We've had this many times. We have certainly had in the Nedarim even many more times. But Nozer, as well as the Nedarim, the Loshonos are a little bit different than normal. And this is just another illustration of that. So we start off saying, seemingly unnecessarily, Tani Reisha. We learn the Reisha of a Mishnah. Besham Yomim Nozer Shloshim Yom. Bishal Omim Nozer B'tchila. So what is the understanding of this machlokus between Besham and Bishalo? So Leima B'hakam Evligi. Let's say the understanding is as follows. Now, there are two ways to understand this. We'll go first with the girsa that we have, and then we'll explain it like Tosos does with a slightly different girsa. So first, we'll go like the girsa that we have. Leim welcome Leflegi. This is what the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel arguing about. That Beis Shammai sabre, Beis Shammai holds eretz so amim mishum gusha gazru leah. And when the rabbis instituted this din the rabbanon, they only instituted it on the dirt of chutz la'aretz, but not on the avira. The Beis Shammai sabre eretz so amim mishum gusha gazru leah, but not the avir. As you can see in Tosos Diba Maschil, Lema on the top of Chafom and Aleph, he says the Beis Shammai Savri Eretz Amim Mishum Gusha Gazru, only the dirt. Or Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Avira Gazru, as the top line on Chafom and Aleph says. Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Avira Gazru Olel. Now, what does that mean? So it means that Beis Shammai holds that it was only the dirt. And therefore, if you went in with a Shida, Teva, or Migdol, so you were blocked from the dirt, so even though you're breathing the air of Chutz La'aretz, you didn't become Tamei. And therefore, Beis Shammai said that it was a knas for 30 days, so people shouldn't think that it's okay to go into Chutz La'aretz, to Shida, Teva, and Migdol, so they can't sit for 30 days. But technically, she wasn't even Tamei Amid the Rabbanon. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, it was the Avir that they were gozer on, as well as the Gush, and therefore, she was really Tamei Amid the Rabbanon, and therefore, they said it uproots the entire thing, mid the Rabbanon. It's not just a 30-day knas, but it's the entire Naziris knas. That's the girsa that we have. And if you look in Tosos, and you see this in the Rosh as well, we're already in Tosos, so we'll keep on reading in Tosos, is Svarim de Garsi, there are those Svarim that say over here, the Beis Shammai Sabre Eretz Am Mishum Gusha Gazru Leah V'lo Alavira U'mutu Likonis B'Bishev Tevu Migdol. And therefore, you would be allowed to go in there with a Shida Teva Migdol. Umutu likonis babishay Teva Migdol. Beisil Savri afilu al avira gazru. Umishum hachi yichmiru listar akol. Now, the kasha l'girsa zu. Tosa doesn't like our girsa that we have in our Gemara. The my time of the Beishamai didn't heed the lo gazru ki mishum gusha. Why were they only gozer? Because of the gusha. They should have been gozer over here. A full uprooting of the Naziris, not just 30 days. So that's what they were asking according to the girsa that we have. Even though it's only on the gush, they should have uprooted everything. Like a person was in the basic chorus. That they're not talking in the avir. Nevertheless, they would say you're so sirakol, even if you're just in the avir of the basic chorus. Therefore, Tosos and the Rush as well, they have the exact opposite gears over here. Beis Shammai sabre mishum avir gozru. Beis Shammai says they will gozer the air as well. The Achmiru be Eretz Amen. They were Machmir over here in the Eretz Amen. And Beis Hillel was the maker one. Beis Hillel Sabre, Mishum Gusha Gozru. And it was only because of the Gush. I have even told about Hashta Nami, my time of the Beis Shammai. So then why did Beis Shammai say only 30 days over here? Mishum De Achmiru be Yoser Mikever. Since they were more strict than a regular din, just from the Avir, so Lo Yistor El Laman. Therefore, their Chumrah turns out to be a Kula, and they only did it for 30 days. And this was clear that it's only me the Rabbanan. And therefore, nobody's going to make the mistake and think that the Avir, oh, so really Tumeya, and it should be so to everything. They'll know that it was just the Avir. It was a strictness that leads to a Kula. Nobody could think that this is a Tumah Daraisa just from the Avir. However, it's only the Gush. The Gush is a din of like a real kever, so she is to call. So therefore, since they're making over here to only be gozer on the Gush, so therefore, in this situation, a person might make a mistake. People might say, oh, it's only 30 days even with a kever. So therefore, they have to be machmer over here and say it's so through the whole thing. So again, whether you go like our gear or you go like this other gear, so that's the explanation of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but the Gemara says, lo, neither way, whether you have the girsa we have or the additional girsa that Tosfos and the Rosh bring down, lo, neither one is correct. Because in fact, the Kuliyam Mishum Gusha Gazru Olel. Everybody says it was only the Gush and not the Avir. Either, what's the Machlokes? Or Beis Shammai Sabrai, Bistam Nizirus Kanisna. That Beis Shammai said that this was in a Stam Nizirus that they made this 30 days, and therefore it's only for 30 days. as the Rush points out in the top Rush over here, Hilchach lebei Shammai dai belamid. The whole thing is exeret, so it's enough for 30 days. Obeis hilsabre ki kanisna bitchilas nezirus. No, we have to go and do it like it was a real nezirus. Afilu hachi, as the Rush says, kansua biikar nezirus. They did it, the entire nezirus, it's uprooted over here. And therefore, that's the machlokes between Bishamai and Bishilo. Once they made a knas, Bishamai says that they only did the knas for 30 days. Bishilo says, no, it's too much like a real Tumeya situation. And therefore, they uprooted the entire Naziris. It's a good break point. With this, we conclude today's share.